News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
You find yourself sitting in of an evening at about 9 o'clock thinking, where could I go to fling an axe at a wall? Thankfully, Ray O'Donoghue has done sterling work in providing the answer to that and much broader questions about Dublin's after dark economy and activity. He is, of course, Dublin's nighttime economy advisor, or a nightmare. Ray, this is one of the activities that you can do at night.
That's one of the many. And there's almost 100 things on that map. And I think the map, I guess why we're here is because we've passed a bit of a milestone. We've over 250,000 interactions now. And that's in just over 3 months.
And this is an interactive map that effectively says if you want to do something other than just go to a pub.
Exactly. There's no pubs, clubs or restaurants. We're all for pubs, clubs and restaurants. But it's just offering people an alternative. And I think it tells us that people are going out slightly differently, you know, particularly the younger people. There's all kinds of stuff. Pottery painting always seems to get mentioned for whatever reason. I haven't done it myself, but it's there. Axe throwing, as you said, all kinds of this indoor golf, bowling.
But there's pottery painting at night. This isn't daytime stuff.
Yeah, pottery painting at night, yeah.
And there's things like virtual reality exhibitions and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, these are real things. It's a very, very simple map. And it sits on Google Maps. And the whole thing came about. Google asked me, would I create a list of things to do after 6 o'clock? And we started looking at it and said, well, there actually is really quite a lot of things to do, alternatives. And it became a bigger piece then. And we'd broken into three things: cafe and culture, entertainment, activities, and outdoor, free and outdoor. And I was surprised myself about the amount of, you know, cafes and venues and cultural spaces that were there.
And if people want to find the map, where can they locate it?
DublinNights.ie is probably the easiest link. Or you could just do a search on Google Maps. It's Dublin Nights Mapped, it's called.
Now, obviously, the one question that I suspect a lot of people might have is, if I am going to be going to do activities in Dublin City at night, what about the safety aspect of that?
And yes, interestingly, we've hit another milestone as well, because feeling safe in the city centre, I have the facts and figures in front of me here, Anton. When we released a strategy back in October 24, I think it was 31%. Felt safe at night, and we've got that up to 40% now. So a bit of a milestone, as in that's how, you know, things can be measured, that there is an improvement there, that people
now
are feeling.
It's undoubtedly, in comparison to where you started, a huge improvement, but it still leaves an awful lot of work to do. It still means that about 2/3 of people saying, I'm not feeling safe at night.
Of course, and if you drill into it, you can see that only 27% of over 65s. But then when you're into your 35 to 49-year-olds, it's almost 50%. So it's kind of demographic related as well. But the fact that we've hit 40%, that's the first time in 15 years. So that's, a bit of a milestone.
And what do you attribute it to?
I think I'm not going to take all credit for it, but I'll take some of it. But I think there's more guards on the street. I think there's more activity. We know that we've put on 200 events at nighttime with over 200,000 people. So they are definitely coming in at night. They weren't coming before. Free, low-cost activity. So I think it's that. It's more activity. It's your culture night late. Your after-dark festival at St. Patrick's. It's these things that are happening on the street and happening outside that makes people feel safer.
Now, what about the difference between after-dark and at night? Because if we're talking June, July and August, you could be technically in the middle of the night and it's still bright.
I know. So and after-dark sometimes is bandied about a lot. But
and winter could be 4 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. And it's technically... the nighttime economy is technically 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. So, yeah, I don't always use the phrase after dark, but it's anything.
No, but my question being, some of the activities that are on the map, are they effectively daytime activities that happen after night because it's still light, or are they things that...
No, well, I mean, think...
In other words, can you throw axes in the dark?
I mean, because it's an indoor thing. I need to do this pottery painting and the axe throwing so I can really be a proper witness. But most of the stuff is indoor. But we have some great free outdoor spots there as well. There's lovely walks, and the Irish Museum Modern Art has a lovely walk on the way in. There's, you know, Blessington Park and Finsbury. It's these places that, you know, you probably don't even know about, but they're just there. It's very, very simple to find. And as I said, in 3 months, over 250,000 interactions. Google are actually very surprised at how many we've got. So it tells you that you know, it's working or people are using it.
Give us the link one more time.
DublinNights.ie is the easy.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.